we're holding on page Sadi. The same place we were holding at the beginning of last year. We ended up summarizing what we did before and getting into some other aspects of it. So now we're just going to start from where we are and take it as it goes. V'hineh, we're up to the paragraph that starts V'hineh ha'chaim. You have it over there? V'hineh ha'chaim shelifnei ha'chet. The life before the chet of Adam Arishai. Einam doimim klal la'chaim she'achrei ha'chet. Is not similar at all to the life that's after the chet. Ha'chaim shelifnei ha'chet hayu achdutiim legamrei. Life before the sin of Adam Arishai was completely one of oneness. It was the life was a life of oneness. She yisaidim haya ach liyasher lehetiv liyitzar v'livro, whose yisaid was just to straighten, to do good, to form and to create. V'chaim she'achrei ha'chet heim achayis tira u'shlila, whereas the life after sin, after the chet, became a life only of contradiction and negation. It's a big difference, right? First of all, the chaim achdutim, the chaim of oneness, is where there's no contradictions. That's what oneness is. Oneness is it's a life of harmony. Okay. Whereas the life after the chet, now it's a life where there's a bunch of contradictions, and therefore there's inner wars, and of course inner wars also means that it's going to be wars with others and battles, etc. It's a very different life. Vesa osha ba'chayim, and the fortune in life, motzim rak b'ma sheyesh bo v'lo bezulat. In this new life after the chet, you only find fortune in what you have and not the other. Not in the other. Kol echad rotze livlo et chaviro. Each person wants to swallow up the other. Umezu l'uma acheres. One nation wants to swallow up the next nation. Hatolat ve'ash ochlim et ha'ilan. The worm, and I always forget how to translate this.
Moth.
The moth, right. The worm and the moth eat the tree. V'chein hala v'hala, and so on and so forth. V'zeh inyan eitz hadas toivira. That was the inyan of the eitz hadas toivira. She'elu ashnayim, that these two, toivira, good and evil, soisrim zeh zeh, they contradict one another. Min ha-katzeh la-katzeh, from one extreme to the next. U'me'astirot sho'avim dugma'ot shenidmim l'chaim l'oysha. And from the contradictions are drawn forth examples that seem to be what life is and fortune is. Valkane, and therefore, me'az kol rikshot ha'chayim astirot henivim. From then, all the feelings of life are built from contradictions. A very important thing. All feelings of life, emotions of life, are built from contradictions. Olezois, and it is for this reason, b'yoyim acholcha mimenu mois tamus. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam Arishon that on the day that you're going to eat from the tree, you're going to die. Why? Ki achrei she'tzuriyei ha'chayim yavo mitoch rikshot astirot. Since now the pictures of life are going to come from feelings of contradictions, v'i ha'itachdut, and from the lack of unity, and the lack of oneness, muchrach shal yesod ha'chayim gam kein tiyastira. So therefore it's absolutely necessary that on that most fundamental thing of life itself, there's also going to be a contradiction. Ustiras ha'chayim hi amavus, and the contradiction to life is death. In other words, mimenu, the day that you can eat from the Eitzadas, mois tamos, is the ikur of the Eitzadas, is that it brings contradiction into life. It brings duality into life. It brings duality into life. And once all our conceptualization, all our understanding, and all our grasping of the Metzias is built on duality, so there's a duality to the etzem life itself, to the essence of life itself, which is death. So if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, in order for you to conceptualize, in order for you to experience life, you need to experience death as well. And without that, there's no hasag of chayim b'chlal. As long as Adam Rishon doesn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, he can experience life on a level of essence. On a level of essence where he doesn't need to understand life based on its opposite. For us to appreciate life today, we can only appreciate it because there's death. This is an unbelievable yesod. We look at death and we're scared of death, of course. It's the worst thing possible. But ultimately, it enriches our lives. If there wasn't death, we wouldn't appreciate life at all. We wouldn't get anything out of life. We wouldn't grow in life. We wouldn't get anything. We wouldn't appreciate life at all. It's the lack of, it's the knowledge that it's taken away at some point that allows us to get something out of the life. V'hu inyan ahevdel, and this is the inyan of the difference, shebein minchas kayin v'minchas hevel. The difference between the korban mincha that Kayin brought and the korban mincha that Hevel brought. Shel hevel minchasoy shah vel kain al minchasoy loisha. That to hevel and his carbon mincha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted, he listened, whereas to Kayin and his mincha, he rejected it. Ki Kayin evi mipriha adama. Because Kayin brought from the fruits of the ground, midavash zarokale. From something whose seed becomes finished, rots away, becomes finished. Or the fruit itself rots away, it doesn't last forever. The growth itself, right, of pre adama, how does the growth work? You plant the seed, and the ground destroys that seed, destroys the seed. And from that destruction of the seed, now it enroots and grows. It actually takes apart the seed, and then that starts to grow. And being that all the pictures of Kayin, meaning all his conceptualization in the fortune of life, was based on the contradictions, so he brought up as a korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, things that come from the contradictions. The heavy mehem karbana, he brought from them his carbon. He brought from the peiros ha'adama, right? He brought from something that grows out of the ground. In order to grow out of the ground, that life came from destruction. That's the stira. That's the stira that builds life. And that's what that was his concept of life. Was that life is something that can be appreciated and is built off of its opposite, which is the destruction. Therefore, he brought that from his carbon. That's his relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Loikein hevel hevi mi bechoris tzayne michelveim she'einam kol kach mitzadastiris. As opposed to hevel, who brought from the firstborns of his sheep and from what they give off, that's not so much based on stiris. Right? The birth of tzayin, you don't see that in the same way. It's not as much. Yaakovich is indicating that even that today has some aspect of Syria, but it's not in the same level as, it's not as pronounced as the Syria of Zera in the ground. So he says in parentheses, V'yesh lefarish b'zeh, you can explain this, b'masha omar kayin, with this you can explain masha omar kayin, what Kayin said, ha-shoymer o'chi anechi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, you know, where is Hevel? So he answers, what am I, my brother's keeper? My Shebevadei lo ita Kayin shelo yoda Hashem arigoses Hevel. Kayin for sure didn't make a mistake in thinking that Hashem doesn't know that he killed Hevel. He's talking to God after all. Ela she'al she'kol kacho yekayin shakua v'seder achayim shel astiris. But that Kayin was so sunken into the order of life based on contradictions. And that the whole drawing of life is drawn from the fact that one destroys his friend. Life stems from that, from the fact that one destroys the next guy. That's the way life is built on that stira. you kill the next guy. That's how your life goes. That's how your life is built. He was so into that. So the point that he responded, Kish Baruch Hu said, "V'chi atafkidu liyashem achi." What my tafkid, my purpose is to guard my brother. Hashomer achi anachi. Halo kol achayim emach shekol echad yivlas chaveri. Isn't the whole life about the idea of one swallowing up his friend? Life is just about my life is based on me destroying the next guy. That's the life built on stira. Uvezen is gal achayim b'chol pratzufa agomer. And that's how Cain became revealed in his full face, the real Cain, who you really are. In other words, Cain is the taking to extreme. I mean, the Mishnah says, right? Chaim ish bala'oi. If you didn't have rules, you didn't have the moira shel malchus, if you didn't have the fear of government, right? Punishment. So each person would swallow up the other. Was it? That's the book, 1984, right? Was it? Right? That was like the concept of that. What? Orwell, George Orwell, right? That was what he tried to show with after World War II, that you take the British kids and you put them on an island on a... Lord of the Flies? Lord of the Flies, I'm sorry. Lord of the Flies, okay. Lord of the Flies, I get mixed up here. Yeah. So that's what he was showing, that you take these civilized kids, right? And Be'etzem, they end up killing. Because... his point was Yetzer Leva Adam Ramin Urov, is that man is essentially bad, man is essentially evil, and there's something to that, but that of course is, that's the life that's after the Chet of Adam Rishon. That's not the natural state of man, the way man was supposed to be. That's the state of man after sin. The state of man after the Chet is a state of separation. A state of separation means that in order for me to have atzlacha, I need the other guy not to have atzlacha. To the point that it could be you'll end up, you'll kill the guy in order to that you should have your atzlacha. Certainly you don't care about him. Certainly, you know, you're not happy that he should have atzlacha, because if he's matzliach, how am I going to be matzliach? Yeah. If he's got $1 million, it's $1 million that's not in my pocket. It's like, and that's the so to say natural state of man after the chet. That's the mentality of mankind after the chet. Of course, it takes chinuch to try to break the person out of the mentality. But that was Cain's mentality, was like, what do you want from me, Rabbeinu Shalom? Isn't that what life is about? Isn't life about, if I want to get to the top, if I want to succeed, doesn't mean I have to basically get rid of my brother? What do you have a tain on me? To him, it's pasha, this is what life is. Because Cain took it to that extreme. Hevel still was on a higher level, where he realized that there's something more to life, and that life doesn't have to be all about destroying the next guy, or right? He brought something from the Tzoyin, which is producing without that same derech of destruction. Right, the seed you plant, it gets destroyed. That's the planting process. You destroy it. You don't see that destruction in bringing new sheep into the world. So he brought that up to the Rebbeinu Shalom, because he understood that was his concept of life. He still had somewhat of the original plan, so to say. It was embedded in him still, apparently, from Adam Rishon, of the Chaim Achdutim, the life of oneness. But Amr Chazal, go weiter. Chazal said, Man de boi lemevi chasido yizoyer b'mile de dikin. The one who wants to be a chassid, wants to be a pious person, he needs to be careful b'milid din azikin, as far in things to do with damages, or b'milid avos, and things halachas of maseches avos. So two things: in order to be a chassid, you have to know chayshe mishpat, you have to make sure that you know how not to cause damage and how to relate to others' properties, etc., and you have to know Ovis, Maseches Ovis. Ubemili de Brachas. The third thing is, you need to know the Inyan of Brachas, Hilchas Brachas. Why these three things? Ki tachles achasidus hulatseis me oifakehas tirot vilikanes le oifkehais achtos. Because the tachles of chasidus is to go out, is to leave the concepts, the horizons of contradictions, and to put yourself into the horizon of oneness. Chasidus is the lashon of chesed. The lashon of chesed really means, ultimately, oneness with the next person, oneness with the world. As a matter of fact, in chasidus, in the sifri chasidus, chesed is a shem nirdaf, right? Another name for midah of chesed is ahava, is love. Because what is love? Love is oneness, feeling oneness, togetherness with others. And that's what the midah of chesed is. So the tachlis of chasidus, which is the epitome of the height of the midah of chesed, is to get out of the mindset of contradiction and to bring oneself into the mindset of togetherness. In order to do that, you need to become perfect and complete in the social unity, societal unity, and with the unity within oneself. Unity within oneself. There shouldn't be a fight between the neshama and the guf. There should be a harmony between the neshama and the guf. There should be a harmony between the yitzhar and yitzhar tov. Right? Why do I say harmony? Because Chazal say you should serve Hashem b'chol levavcha, even with your Yetzahara. So there's got to be a harmony. You have to work together. You have to know how to use that Yetzahara. That's what Chazal say. And also in the harmony and togetherness with Hashem Yisbarach. These are the three things you need to have. You need to know how to be one with fellow man. You need to know how to be one within yourself, and you need to know how to be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the three levels that a person needs to bring himself into this matzav of called chasidus, of oneness, really. Ulam imu batoch atzmo banui mesir. I'm sorry, v'omar, and he said, Yizor b'mili de nezikin. Chazal say, you should be careful in inyanim of nezikin, of damages. Shaydei zemesh talmi b'chayech rusa achdutiyim. Because in that way, you perfect yourself in the life of togetherness, living with others. Ulam imu betoch atzmo banui mysterious, but at the same time, if within himself the person is built of contradictions, lo yagia litzad ha-yosher, he's not going to get to that straightness. And automatically, that's going to forcibly hurt the life of his life regarding others, right? In other words, if a person has contradictions within himself, he's at war within himself, it's going to express itself with others as well. And he's going to come into confrontation with others and problems with others. And therefore, the Tanna says, Chazal say weiter, Yizor b'mili da'avos. You need to be careful in the inyanim of avos. What's Maseches Avos about? Hainu shleimus ha-midus. That's the wholeness of midus, of person within himself. That the person has to have that also. In order for the Mila de Nezikin to survive and to be up to par, he needs Mila de Avos. You need to be built within yourself. You need to be whole within yourself in order to be whole with others. Bli cheser, bli yeter v'chalif. Without lacking anything, without having too much of anything. Liyos modud v'shen, without, it shouldn't be fleeting, it should be set, kavua. Liyos modud v'shokol, that a person should be measured out and weighed, al pi erkei mishkli azov, with that golden measure, knows exactly when to use what midah. That's a big, big kayak, to know exactly when to use what midah. When do you have to be tough? When do you have to be kind? When do you have to smile? When do you have to give a sour face? When do you have to cry? You know, like, ace, last, ace, ace, ace. There's different times, you don't know when to apply which thing. Shebizman shemizdakim ba'midas ha'yesharis, is a time when you become purified with the correct midas, oz nasakulei tor. Then the person becomes completely pure, boni migush echad, built from one substance, mutzak mi yisayda kodesh v'atoiv. You know, how would you say that in English? What's the word for mutzak?
Standing and planted.
Mutzak is like the silver, like silver or gold. That's like brought out. Okay, whatever. It's I can't think of the. Huh?
What?
Cast from the Yisoyed HaKadosh and HaTov. In other words, the person, when he gets to that shleimus, right, he'll be cast from just, it's a oneness of Kodesh and Toiv. The Imze, and with this, now that he has those things where he has that harmony with fellow man, because he has the harmony within himself, with that he can also then get to that oneness and harmony with a complete oneness and harmony with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through brachos. What's the meaning of brachos? Lahakir, to recognize ki'akol shelo yulimenu akol, that everything is the Rebbeinu Shel'olam's and it's all from the Rebbeinu Shel'olam. This is the it's a mordika understanding of the what it means to be a chassid al pi chazal, is have these three levels of shleimus within the person. But oifen, in such an oifen, in such a way, shekol davar hayoytzi migeder hayoysher, that anything that leaves, right, that parts from the geder, from the class of straightness, yoytzi migeder es achdus, is also leaving, is going away from the geder of, we'll call it harmony, oneness. V'nimtza begidri astiris, and then he's found in the gedorim of contradictions. If you leave that middle ground, that ground of straight, where you're going straight, if you veer off slightly, that slight veerance to either direction brings you into the life of stira, brings you into life of contradictions. You're going to be bumping into problems. Valkein, and therefore kol kitzoniyut, kol kitzonius, all extremism, afila yesera, even the excess, eina minatov, is not good. Right? For a person to be too much of something, which of something, you know, too much of anything, is not good either. If he's too much of a bal chesed, it's a big problem. Too much chesed, he's applying chesed. Let's say to, we said, like, to somebody who's cruel, Chazal say you can't, you shouldn't be having rachmanos on somebody who's cruel, right? Too much of anything, the Rambam said, that's what he's coming to explain the Rambam. Too much is bad. Shagam hu me'astiris, because that's also too much of something. He's veering off, that's also built on contradiction. Lister sa yesh va'animtza, to contradict the yesh, what's here, contradict the yesh and the nimtza, what's in existence, whatever it is. Ve'ein derech acheres, so there's no other way. Ki'im litnaeg al pi ha'Torah, but to act according to the Torah, shebeze yedea, because in this way he knows shu solel b'derech hakodesh, that he's paving in the derech hakodesh, in the way of kodesh, shvil hazahav, the golden path. It's the golden path shel yeshua yitzira, of the formation of the yitzira. Right, he spoke about at the beginning that every thought you have actually makes a real creation in the world. It's a real thing. It's any thought a person has, it's not pshat that it's gone. It's there forever. It does something in the world. And eventually we said it also comes out down here in some way, whatever. Right? So, but a person has to be misnag, has to act al pi the Torah, and that way he knows he's paving the derech hakodesh, the golden path of Yoshe Yetzirah, the straightness of the creation, the way it was put in from the mouth of Hashem Yisbarach, at the beginning of the world. When the world was first created, before the Chet, before the Avera. So basically, that's the job that the Rambam is directing us, and that the Chazal are directing us, to reach this measure, this midah of Chasidus, to reach this measure, right, is that we have to get back to that life of Adam Rishon before the Chet, where there's no stiris between things, where we feel a harmony. We feel I've spoken this about this in the past in different situations, different places, but be'etzem, sometimes people hear about the atzlacha of someone else, and they have different levels of people. Some people could be upset by that. They're like, oh, why him and not me? And some people could maybe just feel a pinch, why him and not me? That is coming from the Chaya Hastiris. It's coming from the life of the Hastiris. If we, the more we focus and realize that we're all one, especially Klal Yisrael is all one. You should be besimcha gedola. There should be no less. Be'etzem, there should be no less simcha for your own atzlocha than by another person's atzlocha. That's a very, very high madrega, granted. Be'etzem, though, it should be, that should be the goal, is that when somebody else has a simcha, it's mamish no less and no different than my simcha. At least a person should be happy. At least a person should be happy. The guy gets the job. That guy gets the job, and you don't get the job. It's a big nisayin. A big nisayin. But be'etzem, yeah. It's if a person has bitach Hashem, realizes the Rebbeinu Shem is running the world. If he got the job, it's because Rebbeinu Shem wanted him to get the world. And Baruch Hashem, that means that's good. That's what should be happening. So be'etzem, we should be besimcha for that, because the right one got the job. The Rebbeinu Shem decides who gets the job. The Rebbeinu Shem decides. He's the guy that's going to be the Rosh Hashiva. He's the guy that's going to be the whatever it is, whatever, yeah. And all this comes from that getting rid of this idea of separation, that there's a me. If there's a me, that means there's a me and there's a him. And that's a big problem, and that creates a lot of difficult feelings by us and a lot of difficult emotions by us. It creates midas rois. It creates... And the more we can get out of that, now how do you get out of that? So a lot of it has to do with being shalom with yourself. If a person recognizes, listen, I don't have everything, because there's no one in the world that has all the kaychas. There's no one in the world. Each person, Akash Baruch Hu gave exactly what he needs to do, the tikkun. And his happiness, his simcha is going to be by doing what he does, by using the kaychas that Baruch Shalom gave him. Our problem, as I said in the past, our problem is when we're trying to be the other guy. If you're trying to be the other guy, you're not shalom in yourself. The second that we become shalom in ourselves, we're also are able to start sharing happiness in other people's success. Because you know that, like it says, Ein Odom Nagea, what's the lesson? First of all, Ein Malchus Nagas Bechaverta Afilo Bini Ma'achas, right? That no Malchus, no kingship can touch even one hair the Malchus of the other. Nobody can get a portion of the next guy. Nobody's Hatzlacha is taking away from your Hatzlacha, even when it looks like it. And there's no such thing. So the more we become comfortable with who we are, what our Kaychas are, and what our Kaychas are not, then the more we're able to be besimcha over others and feel togetherness with others and feel harmony with others, and then to feel harmony and togetherness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you think that you could be hisachdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not be hisachdus with the fellow, your fellow, it's impossible. It's a ladder. First, you have to feel hisachdus within yourself. Then you have to feel hisachdus with those around you. Because that's within your realm. Through that, you'll be able to get to that true oneness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the truth is it's a circle. And really, you know, if you work on your hisachdus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring you to this hisachdus, the other hisachdus, you can kind of pull in from either side. But at the end of the day, it's all got to be going this one direction of chassidus, of oneness, of harmony with everything. And then that brings a person to Gevaldige Simcha. Gevaldige Simcha, which is the Midas HaChassidus, has that Madregas HaSimcha together with it. Because what could be more than a perfect world? Like a Maisa, when a person is on that level, even with all that goes on, it's a perfect world, because Einad Muvada, it's all Rebbeinu Shalom. All he's seeing is Rebbeinu Shalom in everything. Because there's no separation anymore. Once there's no separation, it's just everything is Rebbeinu Shalom. And he doesn't see any bad. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should all aim for that and be zeicha to get there, to get weiter and weiter. And the more a person thinks on these lines and thinks these things, and when there's nisyon is to use these tactics and think about, the person sees the taka makes a dent. The taka will start to feel that, not just them. The more you think like this, what we saw at the beginning of this parak, the more you think about something, the more your machshava is in a place, it makes that as a creation, it makes that as a real thing. It's a good vach.